Welcome to the Cinebros podcast. We have a special episode for you today because one of our hosts is missing. Luke has went on vacation to Florida. He has decided that he wants to go get coronavirus while the rest of us have to sit in Kentucky and suffer. Ray, what are your thoughts on Luke going on vacation?
You know, I'm kind of jealous, but at the same time, I'm not jealous. You know?
Why are you not jealous?
You know, because this, out of all the summers I would want to go to the beach, this is probably not the one I would choose. I wouldn't choose summer 2020.
Yeah, no, that seems like a truly, truly awful time to go on a beach. But he is on like a secluded island. It's called Sanibel Island, the island he's on. And according to him, there's like no one there.
Well, then that's a lot different. Like, I'd be cool with that.
But they did have 11 cases on the island in like March and April.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had cases like that here, though, in March and April.
Yeah, that's true.
We had more than that, actually, I think.
Oh, yeah, we got like 28 or like something like that.
I think it was 38. It's probably more now. Yeah.
Yeah. I've lost track of it. I don't care anymore. We've moved on to other news topics.
Yes, we have.
But anyway, we have replaced Luke on the show today with a special guest who hopefully will be better. Trenton, do you want to introduce yourself and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Trent. I am host of Trent Chapel Live, another podcast. It is, we just sit and chat and chill. We don't have really much of a theme there. I should have a theme, but nah, it's my show. I don't care. I also have a YouTube channel where I make documentaries and do gaming stuff, and go check it out, Trent Chapel. So yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem. We're always looking for new guests.
Trenton, you and I are a lot alike.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say. I'm like the Kentucky version of you.
In what way are we alike?
You do gaming stuff. I do gaming stuff. Mm-hmm. We both have podcasts. We both like to fish.
Heck yeah.
See? I mean, that's three things, and I just met you a couple minutes ago.
Yeah. I talked to Tyler for maybe like a couple days. Just 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's literally only been 15 minutes, and you're already soulmates.
Oh, yeah. We're getting married. You're invited.
Oh, I am?
Good. Yeah.
I want to be the ring bearer.
Heck yeah. I want you walking to, you know what? No, I want you to be the flower girl.
The flower girl? Okay, I can put on a dress. I've got one somewhere.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. So what's today's episode about, Tyler? Tell me what this is.
Well,
what is this show? I've only listened to two episodes.
Well, this show, normally, when Luke's here and everyone's here, it's normally a movie debate podcast.
Gotcha.
And that's still going to be what it is today. We will be discussing movies, but we won't necessarily be debating them like we normally do in our normal format.
Okay.
So we're going to have you list off your top 10 movies of all time. If you've seen our first episode, you should know how this goes. You're going to list off your top 10 movies, and we're going to discuss them, see if you surprise us with any or if we have any strong opinions on your choices.
See, I did my list, and I hope that my movies that I picked are good enough for you guys, because last time I listened, you guys attacked him for Pulp Fiction, whoever said Pulp Fiction.
I like Pulp Fiction. I was with Luke on that one. That was Luke that said that, I think.
I was the one who was against Pulp Fiction.
Which I was kind of surprised. Pulp Fiction's not on my list. I've only seen about 30 minutes of it, so...
But see, I'm not a big Tarantino fan, so I'm...
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm biased against Pulp Fiction, like, from the
get-go. I love Tarantino. He's definitely top five director for me.
Hey, he's in my top 10, but that's a list for another day.
Yeah.
I think his movies are too style over substance, honestly.
Yeah.
The only one I thought was, like, really spectacular is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That was a good
one. Thank you.
That was a great movie, honestly.
I swore up and down by it, like, ever since the first time I saw it, remember? That's all I talked about at work for weeks.
Oh, yeah, no, and then I got obsessed with it.
Yeah, because I took Eli to see it.
So
I think that was when it did the re-release.
Yeah, it was.
With the, like, extra 15 minutes.
Yeah, so we have a friend that is, like, Cliff Booth in the flesh. It's kind of uncanny how similar they are. he was obsessed with him for God so long.
Well, his name on my phone's Cliff Booth still.
Oh my God.
And he calls me Rick.
That's hilarious.
So do you guys want me to start naming off top tens?
Go for it.
Not yet. Ray.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ray.
I'm sorry.
Ray, don't you have something else that you want to do?
I did some homework, didn't I?
Sure, but that wasn't what I was talking about.
Oh, we'll do that at later, Tyler.
Oh, you want to do? Okay. We'll do it later.
Yeah. But I did do some homework. I watched Hereditary.
And
oh.
Ooh, Trent.
And honestly,
I want to hear this.
Honestly, I went into it like thinking it was gonna like terrify me, and honestly, it didn't even really scare me that bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man. And honestly, I was kind of let down.
Gosh.
I've seen scarier movies, I would say.
Man, you and Luke are breaking my heart with this.
But now, honestly, I still thought it was good.
Okay, now, good.
Here's my point of view of Hereditary. On my list here, I only have one and a half horror films. Okay.
Okay.
And for Hereditary, it's more of a psychological horror.
It is, which is what I prefer.
Which is what what's another good one?
Get Out.
The Shining.
Shining, Get Out, all that, which is what I like. Hereditary didn't scare me as much. Yeah. I wasn't like pissing my fucking pants, all right? Scared, okay? There's no movie's ever done that to me, but like I'll watch it again because of the story. It was so good.
Yes.
And it kind of like messed you up a little bit at the end, but it's a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. Sometimes,
like, I'd be walking around the house at night or something, and I'd be like, just feel like I'd like turn around and look up in the ceiling and make sure there wasn't like some lady crawling on the ceiling.
Yeah. By the way, you need to stop drinking that much at night, by the way. I'm crawling on your ceiling and watching you.
I'm not going to lie. Like, that still gets me. Like, if I'm walking, like,
yeah, it gives me chills.
Like, through my dark hallway, I'm like, I remember that specific scene, and I'm like,
It gave me chills when I saw that.
I don't know if you noticed, but she's actually there the entire scene. Like, even though you don't, like, actually see her, she's up in the corner of the
bedroom. You can see her.
Yeah, I know, but, like, if you're not paying attention or you're not looking up to that corner, and then you look up, you'd be, like, terrified.
Yeah.
Trent, I'm with you. Like, horror movies don't normally scare me, but that one got me for, like, solid month. That one got me.
When I first saw It, the new one, there were some parts that got me. You know, I jumped.
Mm-hmm.
But then It 2, nothing happened that scared me. You know?
Like,
I wasn't a big fan of It 2 either, but It 1, it was great.
Yeah, It 2, it wasn't the best, but
yeah, it wasn't.
It 1, I thought was really good. I hate the, like, 1990s or...
Thank you.
Like, was it 1990s or 1990?
It's the old one, okay?
Yeah, it's the old one.
That one sucks. I never even watched
that one.
Okay, it's like 4 hours long. And like my dad, he goes, "Oh, you have to watch this one for the new one," you know. I'm like, "Okay." I've never been so bored in my life.
It's awful.
Okay,
it's so boring.
There's like nothing scary. I mean, yeah, I get it was for TV and all that, but geez, can they at least have some entertaining parts in there?
Yeah. Well, okay. So I thought the kid parts were
Kid parts were better good
than the adult version.
Because the adults sucked.
The adults were awful. I can't even remember the adult versions. That's how boring it was. And I think honestly that's why It too was kind of bad, because it focused on the adults. Like, Stephen King's my favorite author, and I've read It. And even in the book, the child story is way, way more engaging than the adult version.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. One of my favorite Stephen King books is Cujo.
I've not read that one.
Because the main reason why I like it so much is because he has stated he does not remember writing that one because he was high on drugs when he wrote it.
That's also the thing with like Carrie.
That's what the several of his books, isn't like, it?
Carrie, yeah. Misery, and what's the one with the car? I know. I blinked on it.
Dang it. That's going to bother me.
I don't do a lot of reading, so I'm not the guy to ask.
I'll figure it out later. I might remember it. So, Ray, is that the only homework you did?
I'm trying to think.
Christine.
Anything else.
Christine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
That was going to bother me the entire podcast. I know. I'm sorry.
It's going to be awful.
I had to Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think that's all I've done, Tyler.
All right. In that case, Trent, you want to launch into your top 10? Let us get a better picture of what you like.
So for my top 10, it's not in order.
Okay.
I love all these movies, but I'm going to start with this one because this one's a big meme in the world right now.
Okay.
And I love this movie simply because of the story of it.
Okay.
The Room from Tommy Wiseau.
I
was going to try and guess what you were going to say, but I was definitely wrong.
I knew what you were going to say.
I thought you were going to say V for Vendetta.
No.
That's one of Tristan's favorite movies, right?
Yeah.
That is his favorite
movie, actually. I like it a lot, too.
But yeah, I picked number 10 was The Room, Tommy Wiseau.
I unironically love that movie.
I love the movie. I have the movie, and I was like, yo, we're having a watch party with all my friends. We watched it. The first 15 minutes, there are a total of 6 sex scenes.
Yes.
And you're thinking, is this a porno? But it's not. It has like a full-on story. So there was only one draft of the script for it. Okay. He didn't write another one. There was only one copy ever made, and everybody, like, they had to print off that. If you watch The Disaster Artist with James Franco, you get more of the story behind it. And the way he performs him, Tommy Wiseau, James Franco does, is outstanding, because that's literally what he does. Yes. Like, ah, football. I love America. You know, all the things about him. But yeah, that's number 10. But that's the only me movie I have on here. The rest are actually my favorites.
Ray, have you seen The Room?
I haven't.
But
I haven't.
Oh, what is my God.
Oh,
you have not. Take it you easy. Call yourself a cinephile, but you've not seen The Room.
Okay, right. The Room came out like recently.
No, it's been it out came for out, a like, while.
Like a couple
18
years.
Years ago.
No, it what? Came out like 2001.
Dude, no, you're thinking I'm of thinking, a I'm Room thinking of, with Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not Room with Brie Larson. Room, Tommy Wiseau. The best movie in the world.
The I Did Not Hit Her. I Did Not.
I Did Not. Oh, hi, Mark. And then the greatest scene, he goes, I need a dozen roses. Okay. Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you. Yeah, it's me. All right, it'd be 10:50. Hi, doggy.
Like, internet sleuths have, like, solved a lot of the mystery of, like, Tommy Wiseau's background. Personally, I choose just not to believe any of it.
I don't want to know his background. I think that's the best thing about him is that you don't know anything about him. He'll tell you, I'm from New Orleans, and he's obviously not.
Like, my favorite theory is that he's a vampire.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Which was originally supposed to be a plot point in The Room, by the way.
Was it really?
Yeah, no, have you not heard about that?
I did not.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm getting this entirely right. You'll have to Google it to fact check me on that. But there was supposed to be a scene where it turns out that Tommy is a vampire and he gets in a car which flies away.
That would have made the movie awesome. Because imagine, because he kills himself. Spoiler alert, he kills himself at the end. But you just need to watch it just for the acting.
And the writing.
And the writing and the directing. And
my favorite little like fact about the production of that movie is that the rooftop scene is an exact replication of the actual rooftop of the building in which they filmed
and,
in.
And the alley scene at the very beginning of the movie is an exact replica of the alley they filmed right next door.
It's so illogical.
And when you watch Disaster Artist, Seth Rogen's character is like, you know, this looks like the alley right outside. How come we just can't film this outside and use natural lighting? And he's like, no, it's big American movie.
And you're like, and it's great. I love it.
So The Disaster Artist has Seth Rogen and James Franco in it?
Yeah, yes. And Dave Franco.
I'll have to watch that one because I like all three of those people.
It's a great movie.
So I love Seth Rogen. Pineapple Express was on my list, if you've seen that.
I remember show. That, yeah. And I've watched that movie. It's not on my top 10, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like the part where they're getting the caterpillar high.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I've seen it probably 100 times.
Like, packs of food, beads, fruit roll-ups. Let's go. But yeah, so that's number 10 on my list.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to number nine.
Number nine. Here we go. This one's a classic. Grease.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I don't know why. I'm a huge John Travolta fan, especially his early work, all that. His work now is kind of slacking a little bit.
Definitely.
But
I would say, like, he's been through a lot as a person, like, outside of acting.
But, yeah, I love the story of Grease. I love the Greaser stories. Like, another good movie I like is Crybaby.
I've not heard of that one.
That's with Johnny Depp.
Oh, I love Johnny Depp.
So, yeah, he's in that one. And the Greasers, and especially, it's the only musical I actually, like, like.
Okay, I gotcha.
But, yeah.
Have you seen Greatest Showman?
Of course I have.
Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my top 10, but, like, I like the movie.
What about A Star Is Born, the Lady Gaga one?
I have not seen it.
Oh, you need to. It's so good.
With Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Dude, they're, you know what? After watching that, after like witnessing like the whole drama between them, they definitely did it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They definitely did. Especially when he left his wife.
Yeah.
He definitely did Lady Gaga, and we would not judge him for it.
No.
But yeah, and especially in high school, I played Danny in the play.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Number eight.
Yes.
All right. So this one is a superhero movie. Okay.
Okay.
And a bunch of superhero movies don't get much credit. But the one I'm going with is the first Iron Man.
Okay.
Nice.
That's an interesting
pick. That's one of my top five favorite MCU movies.
Iron Man's one of my favorite superheroes. I always pick Iron Man for everything. And the way that RDJ performed the character of Tony Stark, because Tony Stark was a stubborn little rich kid.
Yes.
At the beginning, and then once he like got kidnapped and got tampered with and he had to survive, he realized that I need to do good, man. And the way the writing of it was fantastic. It's one of my favorite MCU movies.
Did Jon Favreau write and direct it?
Yes,
and starred in it.
Jon Favreau's great.
He is, but yeah, like everyone gets like Kevin Feige credit, but like to me, Jon Favreau is like the true
architect. Kicked off the MCU.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Now right you there. Said that Iron Man was like your pick for everything. Was that before, like, was that even before you saw the movie and like before he was a mainstream character, or was it just because of the MCU?
It was before.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I liked.
So you got a comic book guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I liked his struggle because the character. I really wish they went more in this route with his alcoholism.
Yeah.
Because Tony Stark was a huge drunk. He was about to quit superheroing. I really wish they showed that in like Iron Man 2.
They showed that a little bit.
In 3 when he partied a little bit. And I wish they showed it more with him like trying to recover from it. But that's one of my favorite storylines. But yeah. All right. So I have another superhero movie. I'm going to get out of the way. This one's a DC film.
Okay.
I want you guys to try to guess which one of this is.
Dark Knight.
Batman. Justice League.
All right, Justice League is a no.
Wait, no,
Justice League sucks, Tyler.
Hold up. Man of Steel.
No.
Okay, yeah, all the good ones, yeah.
Ray got it. It was Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like modern DC movies.
Oh, no. Modern DC right now. The only good one I liked is Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman, I think, was the best one.
I think they should have done
was enjoyable.
I actually take that back because I wanted to walk out of Wonder Woman. Like, the last 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, the last 45 minutes where, like, you get the twist. I thought that was the stupidest twist I'd ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of people are going to come after you now.
I don't care. That movie's bad.
I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you another movie, a superhero movie that sucked. Captain Marvel. I'm going to say it.
Oh, that movie was terrible.
Okay. I love the idea of we need more female superheroes because there's some badass female superheroes out there. You know?
And Captain Marvel is one of them.
Captain Marvel
kinda,
is badass. Are you
serious?
They kind
of make her OP, though, I feel like.
They made her so OP in the movie. I mean, her story is incredible. The editing they did in that movie with the part where, like, you need to get up. And it's like her from a young girl from the Air Force. And then now I like that part. I feel like, yeah, women stand up. Let's do this, you know. But the way they make her in Endgame and Infinity War make her like a brat. And yeah. I hate that. So, about her. Cause she's like more of a Captain America type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm
like, in like the second Civil War comic, she was the Captain America type. She was against Iron Man again.
I honestly think the reason that is just because of Brie Larson. Like, yeah. I think she's like such an unlikable person, honestly.
And especially when she said, yeah, Captain Marvel can hold Thor's hammer.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, actually, the way you presented that, she wouldn't because she's stubborn.
Yeah.
You have to be willing. Captain America, he's never.
You have to be worthy.
Worthy. Even in Age of Ultron, Captain America moved it. And even the writer said he can actually pick it up, but he felt like he didn't want to take Thor's thunder away.
Yeah.
That's worthy.
Isn't that like one of the greatest like writing context clues into a movie ever?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
that was like Avengers Age of Ultron when he moved it. And then like that movie came out like what, 2012? Yeah.
That was the first Avengers.
2014 then?
I guess.
What, 6 years down the road, they
keep bringing
finally. Yeah.
Because everybody's like, he moved the hammer.
Yeah. And then they never revisit it. And then what do you know, 6 years later, we get it.
Yep. So yeah, Dark Knight number 7, just to get the superhero movies out of the way. I love the story of it. I love Christian Bale's Batman. I do not like the graspy noise.
His voice.
But I think, because I did a podcast years ago and I re-uploaded it a couple months ago. And it was me and my dad and we were discussing who was the best Batman. And we said Christian Bale as an intensity and more gadgets. Because with the Ben Affleck Batman, you didn't see much of that. I mean, he did brand them, which is weird. But Christian Bale's like performance of Batman was the best to me.
Definitely.
I'll nuance that a bit. Christian Bale is the best Bruce Wayne, but Michael Caine is the best Batman.
Right. Michael Caine? Wait, he was the butler.
No, not Michael Caine. Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
I was kind of confused there for a second.
I was confused too.
But I have a question for you, Trenton.
Yeah, what's up?
Joaquin Phoenix or Heath Ledger?
Ooh, I knew this was going to come up. Listen. Heath Ledger will always be the best Joker. Absolutely. He brought the character. He brought it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Joaquin Phoenix was incredible as Joker. But that Joker wasn't Batman Joker. So I can't compare them. Like, I could compare Jared Leto to Heath Ledger any day. Jared Leto sucked.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Okay. But it wasn't Jared Leto's fault. It was the editors and all that.
Yeah, they cut originally, like 20 minutes of his performance?
Yeah. But Heath Ledger will always be the best Joker, but Joaquin Phoenix was a great Joker, and he's up there with Heath Ledger as another Joker, because they're not the same character. They share the name, but they're not the same character, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're tied.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
That's what I'll say. All right, so I'm on number six. I'm going to say, so my number six, Jaws.
Jaws, okay.
Jaws, all right.
That's a good pick. I love Jaws. It's a great movie. If you watch the documentary behind it, the shark malfunctioned so many times.
Yes, it did.
And I think they just threw it away, or it's held in a museum or something.
I don't think the shark itself is. I don't think. I couldn't.
Yeah. Remember. But like, I just like the movie. I like the action. I like the ending of it where he's like, die, you son of a bit, and boom. That's iconic. That's an iconic scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly,
but yeah.
Like, hot take, Jaws may be the most influential movie ever made.
Yeah. Really,
in a way.
I was going to say the same thing.
Because
that or Jurassic Park, you know?
Both from Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could just say that Steven Spielberg is one of the most
influential directors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically created modern blockbuster movies.
Yeah. Him and I guess George Lucas played a hand.
Him and George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola, all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number six, Jaws. Number five. All right. I'm going to throw in my other horror film. That was the half horror film. I don't really count that as a horror film, but this is my real horror film. This is the movie I adore. I can watch this anytime. Halloween, the original.
That's a good one. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I love that movie. H2O sucked. Halloween 2 was okay. 3 was okay. But Halloween 1, the original one. The reason why I'm saying the original is because they remade it recently.
Yeah, I don't think the remake was that bad.
It wasn't. I kind of liked it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, same.
But the original, that will always be in my heart for greatest Halloween movie, horror film, actually.
So
I like the Michael Myers character.
Let me get this right. Is the newest Halloween, is that a sequel of the first one or the second one?
No one really knows.
Yeah, because
we're supposed to get more answers in the next one.
Yeah, isn't the Halloween lore like just extremely convoluted at this point?
Because, okay, so in 3, main character, the babysitter, dies, okay?
Yes.
Bring her back in H2O. Okay, we're like, what? So we're thinking it's a prequel, but it's not. It's the legit sequel of 3. Then in the next one, after each show, she's back and like, oh, yeah. And then they take a break, and now she's old in this new one. And I guess, are you supposed to just forget about 3?
Yeah, it's weird.
But
the timeline's just very messed up.
Yeah. But yeah, number 5 goes to Halloween.
Okay.
So number 4, this one was a hard one to pick. It was tied between 2, but I moved one to 3. So they're both Tom Hanks movies.
Okay.
So for 4, I went with Forrest Gump.
I knew you were going to say it.
That is such a great movie. The story is amazing. That's probably one of the movies I cried in a little bit. A tear went down because you feel so bad for Forrest. He's like, Jenna, I love you. And she's like, yeet. Here's some AIDS here. But like, it's just, it's a great story all around. It's funny in some parts where like he's like meeting the president. Yeah.
There's a lot of different emotions
him or something
in the movie.
But right. It's great. I love that movie.
Trent. Yeah, it's a classic.
Trent. Yeah.
Ray, you all want a nuclear take? Like, not even a hot take.
I know you don't like Forrest Gump.
Not only do Forrest Gump is the most overrated movie I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, no.
It is. I'm sorry, but it is.
Let's hear your argument here. How is it overrated?
Everyone makes it out to be like, you know, like it's on your top 10 list of all time. It's on it's another one of our friends' favorite movie of all time.
Who?
Hunter.
Oh, okay.
And it did not do it for me at all. It's way too long, first of all. It's like an hour too long. But
no.
Yeah, I get that.
It is, and it's so many plot points, so many. It's like a montage of his life, which I completely understand. But it's so unrealistic at the same time. Like, it's so, he just falls into increasingly absurd situations.
That's what's great about it.
I know, but like, everyone loves it, and it just didn't do it for me. I'm sorry. I know that'll get me, like, crucified. But
oh, it will. Overrated. I'm going to cancel you.
It's overrated.
All right, everyone, Cinebros podcast is canceled.
Okay. And you know, okay, you know what? You know what? That movie could not be made today because it would
Oh, absolutely not. That and Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder wouldn't even get past, like, the pitching phase.
That one, Blazing Saddles, wouldn't get past.
No. Hasn't Blazing Saddles been banned in some places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now.
They, what's the one they just banned? Gone with the Wind? Was that right? Or, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it, Gone with the
Wind. Gone with the Wind.
Or Dances with Wolves. I think it was Gone with the Wind, though, I think.
I think it is. Yeah. Who knows what's going on in the world right now? They're canceling everything.
Which is really weird to me, because I haven't seen, like, the entirety of Gone with the Wind, but isn't Gone with the Wind about, like, the downfalls of the South in the Civil War?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
No one really knows what's going on right now, so
yeah, that's true.
All right, we're moving into my top three.
Yes,
all right, so these three mean a lot to me.
Okay.
One of them inspired me to want to be a director.
Okay.
One of them inspired Survival of the Fittest.
Okay.
Which is my newest documentary. And another one, the last one, inspired another film that I'm working on, that I'm writing right now with my dad. Okay. So
I'm intrigued, so, because, like, a lot of my top three were also, like, inspired me, if you listen.
So for the one that inspired Survival of the Fittest, I think you guys can guess what it is. It's the Tom Hanks movie.
Castaway.
Yes, it's Castaway. Because that, I watched that movie in its entirety. We went on vacation a couple years ago, and that's a long movie, okay?
It is a long movie.
But I think it passes for what it does because it fills in the questions, like, how did he get there? Where's that pack? Why is he saving that package?
Yeah.
Does he get off the island? How does he build the boat? How does the whale help him and all that? And it's such a great movie that it answers a lot of the questions. My favorite scene is when he gets rescued and he's at, like, a press conference or something for his work.
Yes.
And he's at the table to eat something and it's all seafood. And he's like, I've eaten enough seafood.
You know what my favorite scene from that movie is?
What is it?
It's when he leaves his wife at the end. He doesn't go back.
Yeah.
He respects that she has moved on. Even though she wants to go back to him, he acknowledges that it would be the terrible thing to do for, like, her husband and kid.
Yeah, I agree with that. Another great scene is when he's on the island and he has a toothache.
Yes.
And he has to get, like, an ice skate and jam it out, and you could feel the pain that it gives you. But all around great film, probably one of his best, because I think that one got nominated or something.
Tom Hanks has a lot of bangers.
It did. I think it did get nominated for a lot. I don't think he won anything for it, although he should have.
He should have.
Because
a lot went into that movie.
It's so hard to act by yourself. And by himself for, like, 2 hours.
Because for me, for my podcast, I do it by myself. Yes. I don't know if you knew that, Ray.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I do it by myself. I used to have a co-host, but things happened and she got busy. My show was taking off and she really didn't want to stay with the schedule of it. And we were moving on to going to Twitch, but that deal went away. And from there, because my podcast back then with the co-host, it was like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, like ours is.
Yeah. But now for myself, I try to hit 45 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a guest, it can go as long as it wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I want ours to be. Just like,
yeah.
Sometimes I just want us to just lay back, chill, just talk about
things. Yeah.
This is
kind of what this episode is. Yeah.
This is a relaxing show, right? That's what you want. You want your guests to be relaxed.
Yeah.
And you don't want to sit here and go, so what's your favorite movie? Okay. Favorite video game? Okay. And you just leave them there and they're like, can I explain them? No, yeah. We have time limit. No. You want your guests to be relaxed. Because I've been doing podcasting. See, I've had Trend Trouble Live. I had The Boy Podcast. I had Slipping. I've almost been doing it for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
With different shows. Of course.
We don't have a time limit or anything, but as the person that edits it, I really want us to keep it around an hour. Like an hour is...
Because now we're moving to video form now.
Yes.
Because I've been getting that a lot.
I want to get to that eventually.
Yeah, no, we can get to video. Like, that's definitely something we can extend on to.
Or maybe even, like, live stream at some point.
Yeah, because a bunch of people have been asking me to do that for some time since my name is Trin Chapel Live. And they're like, what's the live? Like, if you hear my theme song, it's Boom, Here We Go. It's the show that's not live, Trin Chapel Live.
And which, by the way, your theme song is great. I love that. Thank you. That kicks in to gear.
Yeah, if you go back and watch my documentary, Inside the Musical World, my friend made the beat for it, and then a girl at my church sung it.
Oh, that's custom for you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Because ours is also custom. Like, we had a friend of ours make ours.
Yeah. And then my newest banner, my newest picture, my new logo, sorry, is also a custom. My friend made that.
Yeah, I've made all of our designs and stuff.
I have one, my friend Timmy, he's an animator, and he's really good at doing, like, cartoon things. And I asked him to make a logo for me where it's me as a cartoon with, like, Trench Up Alive, all the weird stuff. And he goes, yeah, I'll do that. And so he's working on that right now, and he should be done by tomorrow. But yeah.
Nice.
So, Trin.
Yes.
What games do you play right now?
Here's the thing. All right. I'm a huge gamer. I love video games. I love stories. I love a game with a good story. And recently, I have been lacking in gaming.
Oh, same. I've just been fishing a lot, man. Going fishing every day.
Ray, if you put the time into gaming that you do into fishing, you'd be like the best at any game ever.
Well, that's what I used to game, like 8 to 10 hours a day at Call of Duty, and I was like,
dude, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, I would come home from school, stay up until 3 a.m, and just go.
Wake up and go to school the next morning?
That was my schedule.
I used to do that, like play game battles all night.
That and GTA 5 when it was fun.
Oh, GTA 5, man,
I'll be honest with you, I hate
hundreds of hours into it.
I hate GTA 5 now. I hate it.
I haven't played it in a long time, but it's one of my top 5 favorite games.
Because the only way you can play it is if you have like unlimited amounts of money.
Yeah, and so I love the single player. The single player is great. I've beaten it like 3 times on 3 different
consoles. Oh, same here.
2 different consoles.
Because I wanted to see the different options.
Yeah, right? I won 100% of the campaign on my PS4 run. And the online, it never, because you need so much money and so much time investment to actually be good at it.
I was just, I loved playing the online, but I knew how to get money on there.
Yeah.
Like, I was like really good at the heist.
A game I just finished, and it's been taking me a while because I've been slacking on it. And I respect the company that did this. And I respect them. I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter or anything, but I tweeted out that I just finished The Walking Dead, the Telltale series.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
It's so good. And I love how they ended it because they're not making anymore. And I was mad. Have you guys played the game? Are you going to play the game?
Yeah.
I'm not really a story player guy. I'm like more multiplayer.
What about you, Tyler? Are you going to play the game?
Oh, I played it.
Okay. I was so angry at the end of season 4 because you're playing AJ now, which is the kid.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here thinking, oh, Clementine's dead. They should have just ended it there. And you're getting angry because it's like, this is just disrespectful because we grew up with Clementine, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's so great about that character. You played as Lee in the first game, which RIP Lee, best character I've ever played as a game.
I agree with that. Lee is such a good character.
You're like sitting here going, why did he get arrested? He's such a good guy. And then he meets Clementine and that's where it goes. And then the second game, you're playing as Clementine and you're trying to survive on your own. And then people die. You're stuck with a baby. Am I right? Am I doing this right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay, then part 3, you're a little bit more grown. Still have the kid with you, but he's a little bit older now, I think. It's been a while since I played 3.
Yeah, the one and two are the ones I played.
Yeah. And then part 4, I was so happy that they did it. And so at the end, Clementine gets bit in the leg.
Yes.
And same way that Lee gets bit, by the way. Did you notice that?
Yes, that it.
And I was like, no, not Clementine. That's the game that got me in tears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you play as AJ and you have to like decide, are you going to kill her? Because she's like, you got to kill me now. And then cuts to black when he chops the axe at her.
Yes.
You play as AJ and you're like, I was pissed. Okay. I was like, this is disrespectful to Clementine. And you're playing it. All of a sudden you hear the iconic, I'm getting chills now just describing it. And you hear like her say her quote and you're like, she's alive and she has no leg. So she's safe now.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaked the fuck out. I was so happy because I was like, I was going to stream the game. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I want to play this game by myself and like not have to entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be, I think the games for Walking Dead are better than the show. I'm going to say right now.
Okay. All right.
Hot take.
Wait, no, that's not a hot take, actually.
Well, I've never seen the show or played the games.
I hate the show.
I would assume that's boring.
Wait, okay, wait. So are you talking about the entire show? Like from season one?
Yeah, but what I'm going to
say
from the show,
when the main guy left.
When Rick left?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so for me, the first six seasons are among the best TV shows ever made. But after that, it just goes so far downhill so quickly.
Oh, yeah. And I honestly wish there was a part where Lee and Clementine showed up in the show or Rick showed up in the games, because their story in the comics is really good.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
And I think, like, even in, like, the games, they, like, reference the TV show, like, in one part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I honestly just love how they did it. Great story. That's probably one of my favorite movies. There you go. But but no, that's my favorite game right there. Just, I love the interactive games where, like, your decision is what sets the story go.
Yeah, have you ever heard of or played Life is Strange?
I haven't, but I want to.
That is, it's my favorite game of all time. Like,
really?
Like, without question, that is my favorite game of all time.
Another good one is The Wolf Among Us.
Yes, also by Telltale.
I'm very excited they're making the second one, because I've been waiting for that. I will be replaying the first one again, just so I can be caught up. But yeah, so movie was like on Castaway.
Yeah, okay. So you're on 2-1 now.
So I'm on 2-1. We'll stop talking about games. We'll talk about that after we're done with the list. But so number two. So this movie is inspiring me to write a movie for my dad, which is weird because the movie has nothing to do with a father and a son.
Okay.
It's mainly just a bunch of friends that get detention.
Breakfast Club.
It is Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Now, This movie I've only seen about, 150 times.
Okay, yeah.
Because I just watch it over and over again.
It is the best of the 80s teen movies.
It really is. And
don't tell Luke that.
I know. Luke would be depressed.
What would he say?
Heathers.
Heathers.
Have you seen Heathers?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Have you seen Heathers?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think you're missing out. Tyler and Luke liked it. I didn't. I wasn't impressed.
No, I liked it, but Breakfast Club is on a whole different level.
Club is amazing. I love the chemistry that the kids get later in the show. Like, they originally, like, hate each other.
Yeah.
And then, like, they end up dating each other. Yeah. Except for the nerd, which I feel bad for.
Who is your favorite character in that?
This is hard. Because the one I identify with is probably the nerd.
Okay.
But my favorite character has to be... It's the criminal. What's his name?
Oh,
It's
when out. Yeah, it's left me.
Emilio... It's something. No, that's the jock.
Yeah, the jock is my favorite character.
But yeah, I love the criminal. The one that gets with the... I don't remember their names. It's been so long since I've seen it. I need to rewatch it. But yeah. His character, he's just like... He starts off as like this like... kid that just gets in trouble a lot, and then like he connects with one of the girls,
mm-hmm.
and like she changes him, and he's like all happy. He's the guy that does the fist bump at the end.
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about. I just can't.
I think that the listeners will know what I'm talking about too. But that's who I liked. But I'm more on the nerd side,
mm-hmm.
of things.
Yeah.
But yeah. So my number one, the movie that people have been waiting for.
Yes, number one.
So if you remember back when I said Grease, I said there are two John Travolta movies on my list.
Oh, God, don't be Pulp Fiction.
It's not.
I told you Pulp Fiction's on my list.
Okay.
So this movie is inspired me because I'm writing a film that's a little bit like it, because I'm going to be a director producer when I grow up, and I want to recreate it.
Okay.
But in a respectful manner. Like, I'm going to get permission from the people to do this because I love this film so much and I love the history behind it. It was such a low budget film, and it was John Travolta's like first major role in a movie.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about yet.
I know. I'm pulling it by the strings, and you guys can't. I love this. So the movie is, drum roll, Saturday Night Fever.
Okay. I've never watched this, but I've heard of it.
Are you serious?
I haven't either.
Dude, no. You guys need to go watch this movie.
Okay, sell it
to me. It is so good. Okay, so it's an extremely low-budget movie. Like, not even $1 million to make it.
Okay.
Like, the cast, like, the most expensive part was John Travolta.
Yeah.
And this was his first movie. Like, the actors in it are, like, family members of, like, the director.
Okay.
There's a part, the most iconic scenes where he was walking down the street and they had to use a dolly. They couldn't afford a real dolly. So what they did was they put the camera guy on roller skates and tied a string around him and pulled them back.
Oh.
That's and it's extremely low budget, but the movie sold so much. opening day, because everybody's like John Travolta, because John Travolta was such that was like that face that girls loved, you know?
Yeah, he was
hot at the time.
He was the hot guy. And the movie is so great. It has a great story. It's all about dancing, disco, but like it doesn't even focus on that much. It focuses on friendship and there's like relationships, connection with like family and stuff.
Yeah.
Such a great movie. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's the movie that you have to watch once. And if you don't like it, you don't have to watch again. But that movie will stay in your head forever. And it's the biggest Bee Gee movie too, like the Bee Gees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Opening scene is such an incredible scene too. But yeah, that's my number one. So there you guys go.
Pretty solid list.
That is a solid list. There are some choices that I'd never heard of.
So with me for movies, I like to watch things that people normally wouldn't watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Because everybody's like, oh, my favorite movie is Endgame. Right. Okay. I think everybody, like, cool.
That was on my list, but like, I mean, I've watched all the MCU movies since they came out, and that one same is here. Just like special. Yeah.
The only one I've not seen is Thor: The Dark World.
Good.
I've even
worst
seen
one.
Thor: The Dark World.
It's the worst one. Like,
it is
it's
the worst
bad.
One.
You don't need to see it.
You don't.
You pretty much get the story in Endgame.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
The better version of the story in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my list. I stood up for 3 days trying to figure out this. So I hope the listeners agree with my stuff. And if they disagree, then come follow me on Twitter and argue with me. Don't, but follow me.
Ray, that's the movies done. You want to launch into your thing now?
Hey, we got a special segment today. Some people might make fun of me for this one. Some people might think it's kind of cool. But we're just going to do something nice and simple here. We're going to tell everyone our top five favorite cereals of all time.
I'm down.
You're down with it?
I didn't even have to prep. I already know about the top five.
I don't either. I don't
have to. I want to hear yours first.
You want to hear mine first?
Yeah, I'll see you here. Let's hear yours.
You want me to do it? Are we doing them in order or?
You know what? Just say all five of them. Yeah, just say
all five of them. Yeah.
Okay. Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, Frosted Mini Wheats, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, top five.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you right now. That's my list.
You're lying.
I'm not.
That's your exact list.
My exact list.
Oh, my gosh. Me and Trenton are destined to be.
Yeah, that's my exact list.
Yeah, so
you're
we
lying.
Haven't...
All right, you know what? Real quick, Tyler. Put them in order of greatest to least. Go.
For me?
One.
Yeah, Ray, go.
Oh, that was probably in order right there.
Okay, so for me, number one is Frosted Flakes.
Same.
Number two is Cocoa Pebbles.
See, I could flip the pebbles, fruity or cocoa.
Just flip them.
That's
just flip
two and three.
Flip them, Ray. Flip them.
Okay.
Number three, it's not Fruity Pebbles. That's number four. Number three is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Number four is Fruity Pebbles. Number five is Frosted Mini Wheats.
Frosted Mini Wheats are so slept on. Everyone hates them.
I eat those dry.
I can eat them dry, too.
Because when you put them in milk, to be honest, they get soggy and gross.
I kind of like them when they get a little bit soggy and chewy.
I mean,
though.
Like for me, Cocoa Pebbles, when they're soggy, that's the best.
Yeah. And then you get all the chocolate milk.
Yes. Indeed. It's the greatest morning ever when you're three.
Yeah.
But Tyler, let's hear yours. Let's hear this guy's. It's like different.
I'm disappointed in you all because you all slept on the best one.
What is it?
It's Reese's Puffs.
That's number six.
No, okay, that's my number one. Reese's Puffs is my number one. Okay. Number two is Apple Jacks.
Good.
Yeah, number three is Frosted Flakes. Number four.
I'm glad everyone respects Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number four is like Cookie Crisps. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, I like Cookie Crisps.
Number five is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You have legit the mind of like a 5-year-old.
And?
With your cereal. I like Reese's Puffs, Cookie Crisps.
No, but see, like, I don't...
Chucky watched all the Nickelodeon commercials.
Seriously.
No, but see, I don't like cereal. Like, I never eat it, so, like, that's just what I do.
I can eat...
I eat it every day, at least 2 or 3 bowls.
That's like, that's like the food I would pick if I can live on anything.
Really?
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you all are...
I eat a bowl before bed and when I wake up.
Oh, man, you all are killing me.
I'm sorry, Tyler, but me and Ray are best friends now.
I know. Yeah. So are we having the wedding in Texas or Kentucky or like somewhere in the middle?
Let's just have it in Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Do we need a license for that?
Luke, no, if you're watching this, you're kicked from the podcast. Sorry.
Man, and I'm host of two.
He went on a vacation and then he was gone. We left him in Florida.
You guys need to have him back on so I can meet Luke.
We will. Because Luke is very different than both of us.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I heard him on the podcast. He had some stuff. But I want to meet Luke. I've met Ray and I met Tyler. But I'm going to be honest with you, to the listeners out there, these guys are pretty cool.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I would say the same for you, Trin.
Thank you.
And Ray, have you listened to his podcast?
No, I just met him today. Nobody's told me anything about him, anything yet.
I told you his name and I told you his podcast.
No, did you, though?
I did.
I must have been fishing.
I think you were.
I have a show coming out today.
Okay. Well, when we get done with this, I'm going to watch your fishing YouTube video.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to. And to anyone listening, go give it a watch. I'm sure Tyler will put a link or something.
Yeah, so it's called... Your YouTube channel is just Trent Chapel, right?
Yeah, Trent Chapel, TRENTON CHAPPELL.
Yes, and this documentary is called Survival of the Fittest. And I'm also going to go watch this because this is interesting to me.
I'll also send you guys, you guys can just check out my channel. I have a bunch of other stuff. I had a documentary about us creating our song. My song is a lesson. It's actually a really good song. There's a message behind it, but you have to watch the documentary to find out what it is. I also have a ghost hunting series where we went to Jefferson, Texas, which is like a very haunted town.
Oh, whoa. Okay, that sounds so cool.
And we're working on a documentary right now.
You have a lot of variety on your channel.
We're working on one right now. I talked to Tyler about it for a little bit, and I'll spill a little bit about it, but I don't want to give out too much. So it's going to be talking about the whole coronavirus thing, but we're not going to focus on the virus itself. We're going to be talking about the mentality of people going through their heads. Because during this time of quarantine, depression, suicide rates have gone up.
Yes.
And I've definitely been feeling it a little bit because I'm, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're normal if you don't feel anything.
Yeah. And so we're going to be making that a docuseries. We're going to try to make it three parts. But yeah, we're working on that one right now. And then we're also doing my video podcast now. The newest episode is out. Xbox versus PlayStation, that's the most newest one. But we're working on a show for tomorrow. It'll be released tomorrow, but working on today.
So I have a question for you, Trent.
Go ahead.
I guess this will probably be the deciding one.
Yeah.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah, you'll watch the podcast to figure it out.
Oh, what a marketing ploy.
Heck yeah. Because there is an answer, and it will shock you.
Well, can you guess which one I am? I'll tell you.
I'm going to say you're an Xbox.
I am an Xbox guy.
Okay, and Tyler.
I grew up on Halo.
Oh, so did I. Tyler, I'm going to say you could be an Xbox, but I can also see you being a PC.
No, I'm PlayStation.
Dang.
But, I do play more on PC just because that's convenient.
That's where I'm switching to now, and the answer will shock you in my podcast because we talked about it and had a full rant. That segment took an hour.
PC, yeah. It is all just a master race to the PC, though.
Yeah.
Because you can customize a PC to do however you want it.
Yeah.
PCs are you can customize a PC to be a tank.
Yeah.
Like the new Xbox Series X, if you look at the specs for it, it's legit a PC.
And even looks like one, too. It's so massive.
Yeah. And that's probably why I won't get an Xbox Series X, because it's so big. And don't get me wrong, I hate the design for the PlayStation 5.
It's too big, but I kind of like the design.
I hate the design. When you listen to the podcast, I'll explain why. I'm kidding.
I'm not necessarily worried about the design of the console itself. More of
I'm more worried about the
design
games
of
and the cost.
The games, the controller, the...
I don't think it'll cost much more than the PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, they've both always been similar.
Because usually new games are about... new consoles about $600.
Yeah, $500, $600.
Whoa, they're thinking
neither the PS4 or the Xbox One were $600, were they?
Tyler, I think
day
when
one,
I bought
yeah.
my first Xbox One, they were such high demand, I had to pay $1,000 per month.
Okay, well, yeah, that's just because they were sold out, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually they're about $600, and then the prices go down. You can go buy a PS4 now for $200,
yeah.
I think when the new ones come out, I'm going to wait a little while
before I
buy one.
Because in my podcast, I talk about, I pretty much own every console.
Yeah.
Name one. I'll tell you if I have it.
Nintendo
Sega
DS.
Genesis.
Sega Genesis, yes. Nintendo DS, yes.
Nice.
Dreamcast.
I don't have that one, but that's on my list next.
Gotcha. Nintendo Virtual Boy.
I want it.
Okay.
I do so much because Texas, it's hard to find stuff.
In Texas?
In Texas, it's hard to find stuff.
One of the biggest U.S. states.
It is, but Texas people aren't gamers.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, very, very true.
We are. I'm more in the city.
The city. Okay.
So yeah.
Cities are like Texas cities, especially. They're starting to like lean more. Like
they are.
They're supposed to like diversify.
Yeah. And like the Virtual Boy, like, because I'm doing research to find them. I have some, but like I have to drive so far to go get it.
Yeah.
The right. one, because I'm going to, the only one modern console I don't have right now is the PS4. And I want one, but I'm waiting for the PS5 because I heard that's going to be backwards compatible with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Smarter to wait.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Because there's some games on there that I want to play because I just got a PS3 and I'm about to start playing Heavy Rain.
Oh, it's a great game.
Last of Us.
Also a great game. My number two of all time. I've heard
great things.
But there's a whole bunch of games I want to play on there. But yeah, because I grew up with Xbox.
Exclusives, I feel like, are getting worse. Like, I feel like PlayStation's.
PlayStation, because more people have PlayStations. Like, if you look at the stats, more people have PlayStations than Xbox. So everybody's going to PlayStation, like original, like exclusives.
But that could definitely change if Xbox actually had some exclusives. Other than
Halo and Gears of War.
Other than Halo and Gears of War. Those are the only two that they have that's anywhere like near mainstream like popularity.
Even Call of Duty switched from like Xbox to PlayStation.
Yeah, I know.
PlayStation gets all their DLC early.
Sorry, I play Fortnite only, so what are we talking about? No.
But it used to be huge on Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite used to be fun, like back when it first came out.
When it first came out and no one knew how to play it, that one was when it was fun.
Yeah, right.
But now when you go into a lobby and you play, there are kids who do magic and they in 3 seconds they're in a tower.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's a crackhead on that game now.
I feel like they need to have a mode where it's no building.
So I think we're all in college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like it's hard to put in the amount of time as like a 10-year-old who is gonna be way better than you.
That's why I like PUBG more.
Yeah, that I mean, when I was in high school I was better at games than I am now.
Yeah, same, exactly.
Like the only game I'm playing right now is Terraria.
Oh yeah, it's a great game. Great
that game in Minecraft. Legit, I'll say it.
Have you been playing? Hey, there's no shame in playing Minecraft.
Dude, I've been trying.
It's a classic.
I've been trying to make a Minecraft server for like 3 months, and I'm
pushing it back.
No, I have it set up. I just have to like design the advertising for it, and I'm done.
One of our friends,
I'll build a house.
Built a replica of the movie theater we work at on a Minecraft world.
Oh nice. Yeah, that was cool. Which one
Trey?
Was that?
It was Trey and Dylan.
Yeah, it was Trey and Dylan, wasn't it?
Because I started making a Minecraft series on my YouTube channel, and it just got lost. Because I hate playing Minecraft by myself and recording it.
Yeah, I've tried that before. Trust me, it's not fun.
It's better when you have, like, friends with you.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't play Minecraft alone.
And then I also have a Discord, you know, and I'm trying to add more things like gaming and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so Tyler, I sent you the new. Did you see the breaking news I sent you?
Yes, I did.
I'll send it here. So,
also,
what's your name again? Ray. Could see
wow.
it.
Wow. Ray is my name already.
Ray, it's been like an hour and 20 minutes. Excuse it.
So this is breaking news. So do you guys know the Twitch streamer Pokimane?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
I've heard the name. I have no idea who she is.
Well, breaking news is that we're dating. Because I have a fan base on Twitter. They call themselves the Tristan Campbell Live fan base. Shout out to them if they're listening to this. But they're my simps. Do you guys know what simps are?
Yes.
I really hope you guys do.
We do.
You know, I have heard this term simp, but I always thought S-I-M-P meant squirrels in my pants.
But that's what my podcast today is going to be talking about, simping over stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the streamer Pokimane, she is not like when you hear female streamers, you probably hear titty streamers. That's
yes,
you know,
Sniper Wolf. She's,
yes, Pokimane is not that. I mean, she's not. She's respectful about that. She hates that about the community that they're seen as that, and that's why I like her so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've said I want my top five guests that I want on my show. Burt Kreischer.
Yeah.
Shane Dawson.
Okay, really? Pokey. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. If you watch my design, like my editing style, my documentaries, and watch his documentaries, they're a lot alike.
Okay, I gotcha.
Pokimane. If I can make it happen, I want Vermin Supreme.
Well, let me tell you, one of my friends did it, so it's possible.
I mean, I tweeted at him. I tweeted and deemed him. I haven't heard back yet. But yeah, that's a little bit about my stuff there. I want to hear about you guys. So what else do you guys do besides podcasting, work at movie theaters?
Well, I game. I play Warzone right now and Fortnite occasionally. And those are like my two best games.
Wow.
I post clips.
Tyler, what about you?
Well, I'm going to school for computer science. So I program a lot. I've got some projects going on now that I've been working on.
I have a bunch of my friends are in that field.
Yeah. It's a great field.
It is. That's demanding right now.
This is the highest demanding field in the U.S.
Yeah. Because everything's moving to cyber.
Exactly.
Honestly, the thing I would want, because I joke around saying I want to become president. I'll say this for another podcast. I ran for mayor of my city.
Wait, did you actually? Because I saw that on your social media. You actually ran?
Yeah. My name was in the ballot.
How many votes?
Do you guys want to talk about this now, or am I going to save it for another podcast?
I just want to know the number of votes.
I was up there.
Were you really?
I mean, wow. I knew that I wasn't going to win. I know I wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
Because more people wanted the guy now stay in office.
What percentage, if I can ask, do you know?
About 15.
That's impressive.
Which is good for like somebody that's not well known.
You would have been like, what, like 18, 19?
Yeah. Everyone knows 18.
15% of the vote at 18, 19 is impressive.
Because, well, the reason
very
why.
Very impressive.
The reason why people liked me so much is because I was going for the conservative vote. I was going for the older people vote.
Which, so, like, as an 18-year-old, that's a very dangerous strategy.
It is a very dangerous strategy. But with that, I was also leaning towards the younger side, too.
Yes.
Because my campaign slogan was, boomers can't survive without us fixing your computer. Or something great. Like that. Because I go, one of my biggest arguments is I go, I bet you $100 the mayor right now needs me to go fix his computer.
Yeah.
Because I was going.
Like, that's a real thing. Like,
so
yeah.
Anytime the Wi-Fi goes out at the house, parents always need the kids to fix it.
If you guys don't know, I dropped out of the race.
Oh, you dropped out before the vote.
I dropped out, but I knew the vote was getting up there. And I dropped out considering because my mom's a lawyer.
Oh, God.
And the one person I was attacking the most were judges.
Oh no.
Because I don't agree with a bunch of the stuff that's going on. I don't. And I was like, I don't. And like, I would attack, like, one of the persons I attacked was our own governor Greg Abbott. Because I went on Facebook, because that's where I was campaigning, because more people are on there. You know, I would say, you know, Greg Abbott does not care about you. He just wants your vote. Vote for somebody that actually cares about the people. And I would just sit there and rant. And my whole family's like, you need to stop. And I dropped out because I wanted my family to be more safe.
Yeah.
Because my mom's reputation's on the line because she knows all the judges that I was hating on.
Yeah.
My grandmother knows the mayor. Like, I know the mayor. I've met him for a brief second.
Yeah.
And he knew that I was running against him as an independent.
Okay, so you ran as independent.
Yes, so I was on either 15% side.
15% of the vote?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Right?
Oh, that's really impressive.
If I would have kept going, I would have been up there. So, because another person I was debating against was this lady who's a business owner. She owns a restaurant, and the city that she had a restaurant in before, she left it because she didn't like the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what she said. She moved to another city, but she ran for mayor of that other city that she had a restaurant in before. And one of the things I said about her, I go, why would you vote for someone that hates your city?
Yeah.
And I beat her. But yeah, so that's all about me.
Let's get into story time. One quick little story.
Yeah, one quick little story, but first, a word from our sponsor.
I have a funny story. Originally, my story was going to be the mayor of the story, but that's fine.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. We've already had like a half hour long story time already. So this is just an extra.
So recently, we were going to go film another documentary, another ghost hunting one. And it was going to be out in Denton, Texas. And I don't know if you guys know anything about there. But
I do.
There's a famous bridge called the Old Alton Bridge. And we were going to stay overnight at that bridge and investigate it and see if it's true. BuzzFeed did a whole thing. Ghost Adventures did a whole thing. Ghost Hunters did a whole thing about it. This is a very famous place.
Let me know if I'm thinking of the wrong one. Is this Goatman's Bridge?
Goatman's Bridge.
Yeah.
So it was going to be me, my cameraman, and my co-hosts for the documentary. And it was going to be, this was like the first documentary that we were going to have a budget. Like, we were spending money to go do this. And so like a week before, I called the Denton police office and I said, hey, my name's Trenton Chapel. I'm part of a small production team called TCL Productions. And we are going to be going to the Old Alton Bridge. And the cop straight goes, are you guys investigating it? And I go, yeah. He goes, okay. And I go, so what I wanted to ask you was, can we have a cop near us in case anything does go on? Because it's famous for satanic rituals. And so we did not want to get caught in that. So that's why I was like, I need at least one cop there just for protection.
Yeah, we have a place like that here in Kentucky. Ray, do you know what I'm talking about?
Mushroom Mines?
Mushroom Mines, yeah. Have you heard
of
that?
Yeah, actually, I've walked to the other end of the Mushroom Mines and back at night.
Because here at the Goatman's Bridge, if you walk across the bridge at night, you'll be meted with the Goatman. So the history behind it is Texas had this small town called Alton, and it had a population of one. Yeah. But it was registered, like, it had its own zip code, it had its own area. Like, you can go there and stay there, live there. The bridge connected Ditton to Alton. And the story goes is that there was a African-American goat farmer, and no one really knows his name. And he would take his goats across the bridge over to Alton, and there would be a field right there so they can go, you know, eat and do other stuff, goat stuff. Yeah. And he would take him back to Ditton, back to the farm. Well, Ditton, back in the day, was a very famous town for the KKK. That was what it was known for. Now it's extremely liberal. It's kind of weird how it turned. But one day, the goat farmer went to go cross the bridge, and the KKK were on the other, on the Ditton side. He crossed the bridge to Alton. He was walking back home. KKK met him at the bridge. He says, "You are not welcome here." And they hung him from the bridge and let the goats go. And the story goes is that they left him there hanging, and they sent a new recruit of the KKK to go check on him to see if he was, you know, bring him down and all that, because I think they were gonna like burn him or something. They went to go check on him, and the guy that went over there, he saw that the guy was missing, the rope was chewed up, and all he can remember is seeing two red eyes in the forest of Alton, and he took off. And then when that happened, Alton, the mayor guy, moved out of Alton, went somewhere else, and the city of Alton got covered up in forest. Like, it does not exist anymore. And so we were going to go investigate that, because not only is the bridge haunted, but the forest is haunted, because people go out there to, you know, commit suicide and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what we were going to go do. But unfortunately, my friend, we were supposed to have a 4-man team, me, cameraman, co-host, and another guy that was going to be a cameraman. Cameraman guy, he was all in, he's ready to go. And then I told him the story of it, and the dude went from, I want to go, to, hey guys,
nope,
I'm not going to go. And so me and my friend Caleb, who is the friend of, he's been a friend of mine, he was the cameraman, we were sitting here going, I think he ditched us because he was scared. And mind you, this is a scary place. Like, there's people get attacked here. Like, it's like, if you don't believe in paranormal, go here overnight. You'll believe in it. And so we're like, okay, it's fine. You have to go. And then the protesting happened. And then Ditton is a huge college town, and they had a curfew till Sunday. So we had to cancel. So hopefully, if people pray hard enough, we can make it this summer. But if not, we have to make it out next year. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my story.
All right.
Booyah.
You kind of gave me a little bit of chills.
The Goatman is my favorite, like, cryptid or, like, paranormal.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like, him and Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot. It's one of those things that I think we all acknowledge that Bigfoot, like, isn't real. But
there's some
evidence there.
Okay, the thing about Bigfoot is he could exist.
He could. Yeah, no, he could exist. He could.
Same thing with aliens, okay? People say if aliens exist...
I think aliens do exist.
Like, I believe it 100%.
Yeah, I think statistically,
go listen to Zoltan explain it. I have the whole video on my YouTube channel. Go listen to Zoltan explain how aliens exist.
Well, did it's the all Pentagon about math. Release photos of UFOs?
Who?
Yeah.
The Pentagon did.
No, okay, yeah. okay, that's UFOs, so that's not aliens.
You know, got UFO flying around, Tyler.
Russia, China, the U.S., France, Germany, Japan.
They're more futuristic than us.
That is true. South Korea.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Yeah. And with that, I think we're going to wrap the show up. Guys. This was supposed to be a shorter episode. I think it might end up being like one of the longest ones.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. The first episode was pretty long, but yeah, this one will be right up there with it.
Heck yeah.
All right. So yeah, we have been the Cinebros Podcast. You can follow us on all of our social medias at Cinebros P on Twitter, Cinebros Podcast on Facebook, and Cinebros Podcast on Instagram. We also have our own subreddit at r/CineBrosPodcast. Trenton, where can the viewers find you?
You guys can find me on YouTube, Trenton Chapel, TRENTON CHAPPELL. I have a podcast. It is on Spotify, all your listening platforms, Trenton Chapel Live, same way you spell Trenton. And live, if you don't know how to spell live, it's LIVE. You go follow me on my Twitter and Instagram. It's the same at, it's at CHAPPE110. I post cringe, so have fun.
All right. Ray, you have anything else to add?
Yeah. We covered a lot of different topics today, I would say. And just comment, let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about, anything different, any movies you want us to debate. And thanks for all the support.
Thanks for watching.